Georgia has pushed its primaries from late March until May over coronavirus fears. Louisiana has also postponed its presidential primaries. But the four states originally scheduled to vote tomorrow with nearly 600 delegates are still on. That's Ohio, Arizona, Illinois, and Florida, the biggest prize of tomorrow night. For more on that, we have with us Tom Hudson, vice president of news and a special correspondent at WLRN in Miami. Welcome, Tom.
Great to be with you. Thanks for the time today.
Yeah, so let's start with the big news, of course. How is this coronavirus affecting the state's primary there?
Well, it is not in terms of it still being held. There are a handful of polling places that county election supervisors have moved because those polling places are in senior living facilities or retirement homes. And as you may know, the governor has stopped visitors from going to those locations because of the vulnerable population to COVID-19. But otherwise, it is, dare I say, business as usual in terms of at least holding the primary.
Yeah. Have they talked about any precautions that are being taken and tips for people as they go to those polls?
Yeah. Social distancing, hand sanitizer. I was at a polling place, an early polling place over the weekend, and they had a freestanding hand sanitizer machine right there as you were waiting in line to get all of your documents checked. There's been some concern stated early on that they may have trouble fully staffing all the polling places because of concerns about social distancing from the poll workers.
Yeah. Last night in the debate in D.C., both candidates made the argument that they're the best leader in this time of crisis. I'm wondering, as Floridians go to the polls with this crisis in mind, who's got the lead there?
Joe Biden, undoubtedly. The former vice president has a large margin over the Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. And that's expected to really be pretty solid as we as we'll see the results on Tuesday night.
Biden has the lead, but also last night, Bernie Sanders refused to back down on his comments praising Cuba's late communist dictator Fidel Castro, or at least Castro's literacy program. How have those Castro comments played out in Florida, which has a very large Cuban population?
Yeah, certainly here in South Florida, where I'm talking to you from in Miami, they haven't played out at all. The Vermont senator wasn't doing well with Cuban Americans to begin with. And then the statements that were aired on 60 Minutes a few weeks ago just deepened the hole that he was in. And then, of course, him continuing to essentially double down on his nuanced statement regarding the Castro regime has not brought him any favors when it comes to the Cuban American voting bloc here. A Telemundo poll from early March found that Cuban voters, for instance, would choose President Trump over Democratic candidate Sanders, 74% to 19%. And Cuban voters also favored the president over even the former Vice President Joe Biden, although the margin, while still large, was less than what it was for Bernie Sanders.
You know, this primary is very important. It probably would be the top story right now if people's minds weren't on coronavirus. What's going on there in Florida? Can you give us an idea, especially with the state's very large tourism industry?
It is reeling. We have seen this story move so fast. I've never experienced an economic story like this. Over the course of Friday through Sunday, we had the cruise industry coming to a standstill for 30 days. We had American Airlines, which is the predominant major legacy carrier serving Miami and Latin America, announced that it will end more than a dozen routes into Latin America and into Miami through May. So the industry simply just does not have any ability to figure out what Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday will bring, let alone what April and May. And this is the high season. This is the time when this industry gets its business and big concern about how it's going to be able to withstand anything that stretches more than a month or so.
That's WLRN's Tom Hudson in Miami. Thank you so much for this update, Tom.
Thank you.